بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد In our previous class, we have seen that in the fifth year after the bi'tha of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the harm and the torture and the hardship coming from the mushrikeen of Quraysh became more severe and intense on the noble companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were not being harmed for anything except for their deen and their creed and their iman and their tawheed, and that they refused to worship idols and associate partners with Allah azza wa jal, and they refused to be upon the way of their people, the way of misguidance, and those people who ate the flesh of the dead, and they drank alcohol, and they were bad, and they are not nice, and worse than all of that, they worshipped idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they took partners and intercessors with Allah azza wa jal in worship. And these Muslims, they were guided by the permission of Allah and His mercy, and they left that deen, and now they are being persecuted. And the persecution and the hardship and the punishment and torture from the mushrikeen is becoming so severe and worse. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam allowed him to make hijrah in the fifth year after the coming of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in that same year, they heard a rumor that Quraysh accepted Islam because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was reciting the Quran in front of the Kaaba, and he was reciting Surat An-Najm. And whenever he got to the end, there's a prostration point in the end of this chapter, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prostrated. And all of the people prostrated with him, even the disbelievers. Even the disbelievers. So there was a rumor that Quraysh had accepted Islam, but it was not true. So many of those who migrated to Al-Habasha, they had come back. And whenever they found out that the rumor was not true, and that in reality the torture and the hardship was even more severe and intense than before, many of them turned around and went back to Habasha. And some of them entered Mecca and they were harmed. And at this time, after this, it became even more severe. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he allowed for the companions to go back. And a larger group went back to Habasha and was leading them. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. And he is the cousin, he is the son of the uncle of the Messenger of Allah, and he is the brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. And Ja'far, he was older than Ali by 10 years approximately. So therefore Ja'far, he is the older brother of Ali, but Ali, he accepted Islam first radiyallahu anhu. But likewise Ja'far, he accepted Islam early radiyallahu anhu, and he took the believers, or many of them, to Habasha. Whenever they got to the seashore, there was a ship that was ready for them by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His aid and help for the believers. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And like this, Allah, He saves those who believe and He protects them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He aids the believers and He protects them and He saves them from many dangers and harms because of their faith and because of their obedience and because of their good creed and belief. Allah aids them. May Allah aid us and our families and our friends and loved ones. And may Allah aid the Muslims and grant them success to the correct and upright deen. At this time, there were some people following there were some people from Quraysh. At this time, there were some people from Quraysh. They were following the believers. But whenever they got there, they had no ships to ride. And they lost and they were losers. They had no way to catch them and catch up with them. So they went back to Quraysh. And now Quraysh, they are very upset. These people from their families, they had left them and they had escaped them and they had fled and got away. And so now Quraysh, they're very mad about that. They don't like that. So they're plotting. Quraysh is plotting and they want to send somebody to go get those people back. They want to send somebody to Habasha to get those Muslims back so they can take care of them and do what they want to do to them. They want to continue to punish them, and they want to make them leave their deen and come back to the deen of their way. So we see that it has come in a very long narration in Al-Musnad by Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he died in the year 241. We have the hadith of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. And it says here in Al-Musnad, وَهُوَ حَدِيثُ الْهِجْرَةِ وَهُوَ حَدِيثُ الْهِجْرَةِ. And this is the narration of the hijrah. Which hijrah? The hijrah to Habasha. The hijrah to Habasha. Today we're going to read from the text of the hadith and benefit from the narration of Imam Ahmad. And we want to see how these narrations reached us. Imam Ahmad, he collected this musnad in this manner. And this narration, it has a chain to Ummi Salama radiyallahu anha. Ummi Salama ibn Abi Umayyah. Ummi Salama bint Abi Umayyah radiyallahu anha. And her name is Everybody forgot? Hajaza Sahrun Sam'ahu. Nam. Hind. Nam Salama bint Abi Umayyah radiyallahu anha. Al-Imam Ahmad, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, hadathana Yaqubu, qala hadathana Abi, an Muhammad ibn Ishaq. قال حدثني محمد بن مسلم ابن عبيد الله ابن شهاب ابن أبي بكر ابن عبد الرحمن الحارث ابن هشام المخزومي عن أم سلمة ابنة أبي أمية ابن المغيرة زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت. This is how the narrators, they narrate, and this is how the books of hadith have reached us with chains. With chains of upright narrators, able to identify these men and know their trustworthiness and know their correct deen and that they are reliable. Imam Ahmad, his chain comes to Salama radiyallahu anha, zawj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did she say? قالت لما نزل ولما نزلنا أرض الحبشة جاورنا بها خير جار النجاشي. Whenever we got to Habasha, remember in our last class, who was the first of those to go to Habasha? From them, Abu Salama and Salama, radiyallahu anhuma. She's saying now, whenever we got to the land of Habasha, we lived there in the best of company, and Najashi. We were under the best of care and the best of protection. Who was the one protecting them there from the people? And Najashi. He says, Aminna ala deenina wa abadna allaha la nu'tha wa la nasma'u shay'an nakrahuhu. She said that he protected us and he kept us safe there, and our religion was safe there, and we worshipped Allah in Habasha and nobody harmed us, and we did not hear anything that we disliked. And they were in Habasha and they were doing just fine, and they're worshipping Allah and they're safe. And nobody even talked bad about them whatsoever. Nobody even talked bad about them whatsoever. And she says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ ذَلِكَ قُرَيْشٍ اتَّمَرُوا أَنْ يَبْعَثُوا إِلَى النَّجَاشِيِّ فِينَا رَجُلَيْنِ جَلْدَيْنِ وَأَنْ يُهْدُوا لِلنَّجَاشِ هَدَايَ مِمَّا يُسْتَطْرَفُ مِنْ مَتَاعِ مَكَّةِ. She said, radiallahu anha, whenever Quraysh, they heard about this, whenever Quraysh heard about that we're there living nicely and happily and nobody's harming us and we can practice our deen and we worship Allah and everything is good and nice, they started to plot a plan. They started making a plot and a plan, and they want to send two men, not just any old two men, two strong, smart, clever men from Quraysh. They want to send two men that's very smart and clever, and what are they going to do? They want to send these two men with a whole bunch of gifts. With a whole bunch of gifts. Gifts for who? Gifts for Najashi. Gifts for Najashi. What kind of gifts? Gifts from the very rarest of items that only come from Mecca. And they're the skins of animals that they make them and they turn them into leather and hides and they benefit from them. And the likes like this and something that people in Mecca, they're famous for. These special hides and animal skins that they would use for clothing or for garments or for mats or for other things like this. And they had got all of these special skins in Mecca and Quraysh got them all together and they gave them to these two men and they want to take them to Najashi and give them to Najashi. But their plan was even more greater than that. They said, وَكَانَ مِنْ أَعْجَبِ مَا يَأْتِيهِ مِنْهَا إِلَى الْأُدُمْ فَجَمَعُوا لَهُ أُدُمًا كَثِيرًا. They got a whole bunch of these hides. And this was the best things that they had. وَلَمْ يَتْرُقُوا مِنْ بَطَارِقَتِهِ بِطْرِيقًا إِلَّا أَحْدَوْ لَهُ هَدِيًّا. And then before they even get to Najashi, you know what they did? All in Najashi, he's the king. He's the king. But also in his kingdom, there's like really wealthy people and high status people around him. People with lots of also status and position in the society and people with money and wealth that live in the society. They're not kings, but they're also high ranking people. So their plan now is that before they even get to Najashi, they're going to give all these wealthy people and all these people with a high status and rank, they're going to give them gifts first. Don't go straight to Najashi. Don't go straight. You go to the rich and the wealthy people of influence around him first and you give them all nice, nice gifts from Mecca. From the rarest and best gifts of Mecca. This is what they had planned. This is what they planned. ثُمَّ بَعَثُوا ذَلِكَ مَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ ابْنَ أَبِي رَبِيعَةَ ابْنَ الْمَغِيرَةَ الْمَخْزُومِ وَعَمْرَ ابْنَ الْعَاصِ ابْنَ وَائِلَ السَّهْمِ وَأَمَرُوهُمَا أَمْرَاهُمْ. And so this was their plot. And they sent, yani Quraysh, they sent two men. Who are they? Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah. And they sent along with him likewise, Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As. Damn, they were very smart and clever and they're strong. Also, two men from Quraysh that were known to be from the smartest of them and from the most clever of them. And likewise, they're strong. And the likes like this, and they sent them with this plan and this plot. وَقَالُوا لَهُمَا إِدْفَعُوا إِلَى كُلِّ بِطْرِيقٍ هَدِيَّتَهُ قَبْلَ أَن تُكَلِّمُوا النَّجَاشِ فِيهِمْ. First thing you do, you two go with all of these hides and all this leather. The first thing you do is you give the wealthy people around him their gifts first, before you ever even talk to Najashi. ثُمَّ قَدِّمُوا لِلنَّجَاشِ هَدَايَهُ. And then after that, then you go talk to Najashi and you give him his gifts. ثُمَّ سَلُوهُ أَن يُسْلِمَهُمْ إِلَيْكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُمْ. And then after that, you ask Najashi to give you back those Muslims before he ever even speaks to them. Before he ever even speaks to them. Do you understand that? This is their plan. First, they're going to go to the rich and the wealthy people and give them gifts. And they're going to talk to all them people first and they're going to be like, look, we come here to get our people back. We have these people. They're like, they said this about them. Oh, these people, these foolish people from our tribe, from our lands, they left our deen and they don't follow your deen. So they're not from us and they're not from you. And they ran away from us and they're trying to hide here. And they're trying to hide here amongst you. And we know all about them. They're our family members. So we came here to get them back. By the way, here's all this, all these gifts you can have. So we want to talk to Najashi. Whenever we talk to Najashi, you tell him, give him back. You tell him, give him back. So then whenever they went to Najashi, all the people around Najashi, they're with Amr and Abdullah, because they gave him all these gifts and they told him all this stuff. And now they have all these people talking to them. And then they give Najashi his gifts likewise too. And then they tell him, just give them back. Don't even talk to them. There's no need to talk to them, those people who came here. These people are from our family. We know better about them. Don't even listen to them. You just give them back. Here's your gifts. What do you think? And other people are like, yeah, just give them back. They know better. They're no better. This is from their family. Yeah, just give them back. Give them back. But Najashi, what was something about Najashi? He's just. He doesn't oppress people. Okay, so she says, رضي الله عنها قالت فخرج فقدم على النجاشي ونحن عنده بخير دار عند خير جار فلم يبقى من بطريقته بطريق إلا دفع إليه هديته قبل أن يكلم النجاشي. So she said, رضي الله عنها, that they came to Najashi. And whenever they came to Najashi, we're in the best land, we're the best time, we have the best comfort and the best safety and security. But whenever they came, they did not leave one person of status or rank, they did not leave one of them. Except they gave him some gifts. Except they gave him some gifts before they even talked to Najashi. ثُمَّ قَالَ لِكُلِ بِطْرِكٍ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّهُ قَدْ صَبَى إِلَى بَلَدِ الْمَلِكِ مِنَّا غِلْمَنَا السُّفَهَاءِ. They said, verily, whenever they give the gifts to those wealthy people around them, he said, verily, there are some young, foolish individuals from our family who has come here and they left the deen. They left our deen. Saba. They called them Sabi'a. Meaning they left their deen. They left their deen. This is what they're telling them. Huh? فَارَقُوا دِينَ قَوْمِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَدْخُلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. Said they left the deen of their people and they didn't enter your deen, and here they are around you guys hanging out with your king. You hear them? This is what they're trying to do. This is a plot. They're planning. You see how they're thinking? They want to convince them. They want to trick them and make them think that they're the good people and that, you know, these people are bad and they harmed them. They left our deen. They don't even accept your deen. They're on something completely different. And we know better than them, and they're fools, they're young fools, gilmanun sufaha. That's what they said about them. They talk bad about them. But who is really the sufaha? That's what they said. Quraysh, they said about the companions that they're what? Sufaha. But who's the sufaha? Walakin la? Ya'lamun. They don't know and they don't even perceive. But they're the ones who is upon falsehood. They're the ones who are upon falsehood. They claim that the other people are upon falsehood. And this is the way of the people of falsehood. What do they do? They talk bad about the people of the truth. Oh, these people are foolish. These people are misguided. These people are this. These people are that. And if that doesn't work, they start to beat them up and harm them and spread lies about them. And this is the way of the people of falsehood. But Allah, He aids the people of truth. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And we will see an example of that. Naam, He says, they said, لَمْ يَدْخُلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ فَارَقُوا دِينَ قَوْمِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَدْخُلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. So they left the deen of their own people and they came here and didn't even enter in your deen either. They're on some new stuff. وَجَاءُوا بِدِينٍ مُبْتَدَعٍ. And they came with an innovative deen. They came with an innovative deen. لَا نَعْرِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ. Some innovative deen we don't even know about and you don't even know about. That's what he said, subhanAllah. وَقَدْ بَعَثَنَا إِلَى الْمَلِكِ فِيهِمْ أَشْرَافُ قَوْمِهِمْ لِيَرُدَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have been sent by the most noble and the most and the best of their people to bring them back home. The best of the people, the best of their family members, and the best of the noble people in their society, they sent us here to bring them fools back home, to send those people who bring the innovative deen back home. This is what they say. This is what they say. فِذَا كَلَّمْنَا الْمَلِكْ فِيهِمْ فَتُشِيرُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَنْ يُسْلِمَهُمْ إِلَيْنَا. So whenever we talk to the king, you talk to him too. And you tell him, yeah, send them back. Give them to him. Give them to him. فَإِنَّ كَوْمُهُمْ عَلَى بِهِمْ عَيْنًا وَعَلَمُوا بِمَا عَابُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَقَالُوا لَهُمْ نَعَمْ. So first they softened those people up, right? By giving them gifts. And then they tell them all this story, making it sound really good. And they decorate their falsehood with some good speech like this and whatever. And then now, after they got those people softened up, now they're telling, look, whenever we go to Najashi, and whenever we tell them what's going on, you support us. And you tell them, yeah, that's right. They know better. They're from their fam. They know what they're talking about. Those bad things that they say about them, we don't know that. We didn't see that in them. But they know that because they're from them. They're from their people. So they know better about them. And they know better about what they're talking about. So you just go ahead and send them. Get them out of here. Send them with their people. He says, she says, radiallahu anha, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمَا قَرَّبَا هَدَايَاهُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاشِي فَقَبِلَهَا مِنْهُمَا ثُمَّ كَلَّمَاهُ فَقَالَ لَهُ أَيُّهَا الْمَلِكُ إِنَّهُ قَدْ صَبَى إِلَى بَلَدِكَ مِنَّا غِلْمَانٌ سُفَهَاءُ فَارَقُوا دِينَ قَوْمِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَدْخُلُوا فِي دِينِكَ وَجَاءُوا بِدِينٍ مُبْتَدَعٍ لَا نَعْرِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ وَقَدْ بَعَثَنَا إِلَيْكَ فِيهِمْ أَشْرَافُ قَوْمِهِمْ مِنْ أَبَائِهِمْ وَأَعْمَامِهِمْ وَعَشَائِرِهِمْ لِتَرُدَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. فهم أعلم بهم عينا وأعلم بما أعبوا عليهم وعتبوهم فيه. So they said the same thing to Najashi. Now they got it out. Their plan is all laid out. Now they get to Najashi and they're like, look, our people have sent us, the most noble and the best of the people from our society have sent us. And these people have come, they left their deen of their people and they came to your land and they didn't accept your deen. They came with a deen that's innovated and you don't follow it and I don't follow it and you don't know about it and we don't know about it. So just send them back with us because their people, they know better than what they're upon like this. They know better than what they're upon. So now they did the same thing to Najashi. They did the same thing to Najashi. And Salama radiyallahu anha, she says, وَلَمْ يُكُنْ شَيْءٌ أَبْغَضَ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ أَبِي رَبِيعَ وَعَمْرِ بْنِ الْعَاصِ مِنْ يَسْمَعَ نَجَاشِيُ كَلَامَهُمْ. And there was nothing that Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'a and that Amr ibn al-As, they disliked more. And the thing that they did not want to happen at all is that Najashi would listen to the Muslims. He would listen to the other side. Huh? So this is another thing that people of falsehood, what do? They don't want to close people's ears. Don't listen to them, the people of truth. No, this, no, they talk about them. The last thing they want them to do is to hear how the people of the truth speak. So they try to get the people away from the people of the truth so they can't hear them speak. Because when the people of the truth speak, the truth, it affects the hearts. It affects the heart. So the thing that they did not want more than anything is for Najashi to hear what the Muslim have to say. Yarhamukallah. The last thing that they wanted to happen is that Najashi would listen to what the Muslims have to say. So then فَقَالَتْ بَطَارِقَتُهُ حَوْلَهُ صَدَقُوا أَيُّهَا الْمَلِكُ. Now the people around him, like, oh yeah, they told the truth. That's right. You know, you need to send them. قَوْمُهُمْ عَلَى بِهِمْ عَيْنًا وَعَلَمُوا بِمَا عَبُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَأَسْلِمْهُمْ إِلَيْهِمَا. Verily, they know better. They have no knowledge about what they're upon, and they know the bad things that they're upon better than us. Give them to them. Get them out of here. فَلْيَرُدَّاهُمْ إِلَى بِلَادِهِمْ وَقَوْمِهِمْ. So they can take them back to their own lands. And so they can take them back to their people. Their people want them. قالت أم سلمة رضي الله عنها فغضب النجاشي ثم قال لا هيم الله إذا لا أسلمهم إليهم ولا أكاد قوما جاوروني ونزلوا بلادي واختاروني على من سواي حتى أدعوهم فأسألهم ما يقول هذان في أمرهم فإن كانوا كما يقولان أسلمتهم إليهما ورددتهم إلى قومهم وإن كانوا على غير ذلك منعتهم منهما وَأَحْسَنْتُ جِوَارَهُمْ مَا جَاوَرُونِي. So then, at this time, Najashi, he says, no. He got very mad. And he said, I swear by Allah, I'm never going to give them to them. Nobody is going to come to me and seek protection in my land. And they picked me out of all the places to go. And they trusted me. And they came to my land and to my kingdom. They could have went here. They could have went there. But they chose to come here to me. And they left everybody else. And then I'm just going to give them away like this and without ever asking them or talking to them. Rather, I'm going to call them and I'm going to ask them and I'm going to see what they say. And if they say the same thing like what their people say, then I'm going to give them back to them. But if they say something different and it's not as they have claimed, then they're going to stay here safe with me and I'm going to protect them and they're going to live here in security. This is an example of what? Of the justice, that he's just. And this is also a benefit for us, that the people who are just, and that the people who are righteous, and that the people who are good, they don't just make moves like all of a sudden, especially in very important issues. They wait and they think. They wait and they think, and they examine the situation, and they look at the details. And then after that, they make a judgment. They don't just hear once, somebody said this about, khalas, it's finished, done, just like he said. Oh, that's right, that's what he said. Nah, if it's something that's not normal, or something that's a major issue, you have to take it slow. You have to take a minute, wait, check, and verify. Wait, let me verify this. Wait a second. These people, all the people are against him. All the people, they have plotted, they got gifts, they got the people around him, all the most noble people, the wealthy people, the high status people around, all of them like, give him back. Yeah, that's right, what they said is true. But he's like, no, wait a second. Let's check this out. Let's do some verification first. Let's identify the haqq. Huh? And this is a sign of a person who wants truth. A person who wants truth, he's going to verify. He's going to authenticate this stuff. Even if the most noble of the people are talking about it, but if it's something that's not clear, you have to verify it. Huh? You have to make tathabbut. Huh? You have to make tathabbut. And this is the way of a person of truth. He makes tathabbut. يَتَثَبَّتُ مِنْ أَقْوَالِ النَّاسِ. Huh? He has to verify and authenticate the statements of the people, because sometimes even good people say bad things. Huh? Even on accident. Some people who are negligent, they're righteous people, but they transmit stuff they heard from somebody else that actually wasn't even right. So they didn't really mean to tell a lie or mean to say something bad, but they just trusted some person who carried some tales to them, and then they carried the tales too. So because of some heedlessness, they fall into a bad way and into sin. So therefore, important issues require affirmation, huh, and authentication. And a person, he has to check, make sure that it's like they have said. قَالَتْ ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَ إِلَى أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَدَعَاهُمْ. After this, Najashi, he sent for the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he called them. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولُهُ اجْتَمَعُوا. So whenever the Messenger of Najashi came to the companions, they all gathered around. ثم قال بعضهم لبعض, and then they said one to another, ما تقولون للرجل إذا جئتموه. They said, what do you say to the man if he comes to you? قالوا نقول والله ما علمنا وما أمرنا به نبينا. They said, we said, what are you going to say to the man when he comes? You say, we're going to tell him exactly what we know. We're going to tell him what we know, and we're going to tell him what our prophet taught us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what our prophet commanded us. كائنون في من ذلك وهو كائن, whoever they may be. فلما جاءوه وقد دعا النجاشي ساقفتهم ونشروا مصاحفهم حوله وسألهم قال ما هذا الدين الذي فرقتم فيه قومكم. Whenever they got all the people together now, and they got them all together, and Najashi, he has all of his bishops and priests around him too, and also they got other books out. They got all their books out too, like, because they're Christians, remember that? They got all their books out, they got their scriptures out, and they're ready. Like, wait a second, what are they gonna, we're gonna see what they say is what we have in our books too. They're gonna verify and check. So Najashi, he's everything lined up, and now the Muslims are ready to talk. So what did Najashi say to them? He said, what's this deen that you guys left your people for? What's that deen that you guys left your people for? وَلَمْ تَدْخُلُوا فِي دِينِي. Also, you didn't come to my deen. So you left their deen, and you didn't enter my deen. وَلَا فِي دِينِي أَحَدٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَمِ. And you're not upon the deen of any of the people in the nations around us. So what is that deen that you're upon now? قَالَتْ فَكَانَ أَلَّذِي كَلَّمَهُ جَعْفَرُ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. She said, who said? Salama radiallahu anha, she said, the one who stepped up to talk? Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Faqala lahu, yani Ja'far, he's speaking on behalf of the believers now. Huh? He's representing the Muslims in this. Huh? And this is something that's very important, that sometimes a man has to step up and stand the ground for his brothers and sisters. And he has to stand firm in hard situations. Whenever something is dangerous or difficult, sometimes a person has to just be brave and step up and take the lead, and take the lead and the command, and let the people be safe behind him, and he'll be the leader. Like this, he wasn't afraid, he wasn't a coward, and facing all of the kingdom of Najashi and the king himself, and these two very smart and intelligent and clever guys from Quraysh, they came with this plan. And what, Ja'far, you guys just wait right here. Let me talk to them. Huh? Radiallahu anhu. Ayyuha al-Malik. Kunna qawman ahla jahiliyya. O Malik, O you king, we used to be a people upon ignorance. Na'budu al-asnam. We used to worship idols. Wa na'kulu al-maytah. And we used to eat the flesh of the dead animals. Wa na'ti al-fawahish. And we used to do so many bad things. Wa naqta'u al-arham. And we used to cut the ties of our relatives. Wa nusi'u al-jiwar. And we used to be bad. And people would trust us and we would not be good. And we would be bad to our neighbors. Wa ya'kulu al-qawi minna al-da'if. And the strong one from amongst us, he used to take the food of the weak one. We used to be bad like this. فَكُنَّا عَلَى ذَلِكَ. This is what we used to be like. You asked about us about the deen of our people that we left. That's what we used to be like. حَتَّى بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. حَتَّى بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا مِنَّا نَعْرِفُ نَسَبَهُ وَصِدْقَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ عَفَافَهُ.
until we were like this. We're upon falsehood, worshiping idols, upon bad way, fahisha, evil, indecent, bad speech and bad actions. And we used to betray people and be mean to people. And if somebody was weak around us, we'd take advantage of them. Oh, this is what we used to be on all the way until Allah sent to us a messenger from amongst us. And we know his lineage. They knew his lineage. And today, walillahi alhamd, we know his lineage too. Huh? Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Abdul Manaf ibn Qusay. Huh? Akmiri. Ibn Malik ibn Nadr ibn Kanani ibn Khuzaima ibn Mudrika ibn Ilyas ibn Mudar ibn Izar ibn Ma'ad ibn Adnan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the way until Allah sent us a messenger, and we know his lineage, and we know his truthfulness, and we know that he's trustworthy, and we know that he's chaste, and he's not a bad person. 40 years, we know all this about him. He's not a bad person. What did he do? What's so bad about that thing? What was he? فَدَعَانَا إِلَى اللَّهِ لِنُوَحِدَهُ وَنَعْبُودَهُ. And he called us to Allah to make tawheed of Allah and to worship him. وَنَقْلَعْ مَا كُنَّا نَحْنُ نَعْبُدُ وَأَبَاؤُنَا مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ وَالْأُثَانِ. And that we leave off worshiping those rocks and those idols that we and our forefathers used to worship. This is what he told us to do. What else did he tell us to do? وَأَمَرَنَا بِالصِّدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ. And he told us to tell the truth whenever we speak. وَأَدَاءَ الْأَمَانَةِ. And to be trustworthy and to return the trust and to not betray people. وَصِلَةِ الرَّحِمِ. And to keep good ties of the relatives. وَحُسْنِ الْجِوَارِ. And to be nice to the people and kind to the neighbors and to be trustworthy and not to harm them. وَكَفْ. And then maharim wa diman, and to not take the rights of others and to not shed and spill blood. Wa nahana an al fawahish, and he told us we cannot do any bad things and indecent things. Wa qawl az-zur, and he told us we can't lie. Wa akli mal al-yatim, and he told us that we cannot take the wealth of the orphans. Wa qadhf al-muhsani, and he told us that we cannot talk bad about the righteous women. This is what he told us. This is the deen that he told us. Wa amarna an na'budu Allaha wahdahu la nushrika bihi shay'an. Wa amarna an na'budu Allaha wahdahu la nushrika bihi shay'an. And he commanded us to worship Allah alone and to not associate any partners with him. وَأَمَرَنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ. And he commanded us to make salat and to pay zakat and give charity and to fast. قَالَتْ فَعَدَّدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمُورُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And she said, Jafar, he's just telling him one after another all the beautiful things about Islam. That's what he commanded us. What does Islam command? This is very, very beneficial right here. What did the Prophet ﷺ come to? What did he command them to do? To worship Allah alone and to not associate partners. Before that, what was he known to be upon? He was known to be truthful. He is known to be trustworthy. He is known to stay away from all the bad things. And he was known to be very modest and shy and chaste. And he commanded them to make tawheed and to leave off the idols. And he commanded them to not lie, to tell the truth. He commanded them to be trustworthy. That if somebody trusts you with something, do not betray that. And he told them that you have to keep ties with the relatives. You have to keep ties. Your relatives are important. You can't just cut them off. You have to keep ties. If you have neighbors, you have to be nice to them. If somebody's under your protection, you have to be honest and truthful with that. You can't harm the people. You can't spill the people's blood. You can't take the rights of others. You can't talk bad about people. You can't have boyfriend and girlfriend. All of these things, the Prophet says, these things you can't do. You have to get married. No fawahish, he prohibited that. Qawl az-zur, you can't tell lies. You can't talk bad about people and spread rumors. You can't eat the wealth of the orphans. The orphans, those weak people who have no parents, you can't take their money and be mean to them. You have to take care of them and help them. This is the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those righteous people, you can't talk bad about them and say they did things they didn't do. This is Islam. And you have to pray and you have to give charity and you have to fast. You have to be nice, you have to be good. You have to worship Allah alone with no partners. He said, فَصَدَّقْنَاهُ وَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَتَبَعْنَاهُ عَلَى مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. So we believed in him. So we believed in him. And we followed him about that which he came with. فَعَبَدْنَا اللَّهَ وَحْدًا فَلَمْ نُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَحَرَّمْنَا مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْنَا وَأَحْلَلْنَا مَا أَحَلَّ لَنَا فَعَادَ عَلَيْنَا قَوْمُنَا. He said, so we believed in him and we followed him and we worshipped Allah alone. And we did not associate any partners with him whatsoever. And whatever he said is haram, we said that it's haram and we left it. And whatever he said is halal, then we seen that it was halal and good and we did it. And because of this, our family members, they started being really mean to us.
فَعَذَّبُونَا وَفَتَنُونَا عَنْ دِينِنَا. And they punished us and they tortured us and they tried to make us leave our deen. لِيَرُدُّونَا إِلَى عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. So that they try to make us leave our deen and start worshipping idols again and leave off the worship of Allah. وَنَسْتِحِلَّ مَا كُنَّا نَسْتِحِلُّ مِنَ الْخَبَائِثِ. And that we should eat the bad things and do all the bad things like we used to do before and we already left them. They want us to do that bad stuff again. فَلَمَّا قَهَرُونَا وَظَلَمُونَا وَشَقُّ عَلَيْنَا وَحَالُوا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ دِينِنَا خَرَجْنَا إِلَى بَلَدِكَ وَاخْتَرْنَاكَ عَلَى مَنْ سِوَاكَ وَرَغِبْنَا فِي جِوَارِكَ وَرَجَوْنَا أَلَّا نُظْلَمَ عِنْدَكَ أَيُّهَا الْمَلِكَ. They said, so they want us to go back to their deen and to worship idols and stones again and to do all those bad things that we left. And then they were so mean to us and they harmed us, and whenever they overcame us and they oppressed us so bad and became so hard and they made it to where we can't even follow our deen no more, we left to your land. We came to your land and we chose to come here over every other place. And we're hoping that you were going to protect us. And we're hoping that we would not be oppressed here. This is why we came here, O Malik. قالت فقال له النجاشي هل معك مما جاء به عن الله من شيء. So Najashi, he said, do you have anything that came from your prophet at all, anything whatsoever? And قالت فقال له جعفر نعم. So she said, نعم جعفر. He said, yeah, we have something. فقال النجاشي فقرا علي. So Najashi, he says, now read to me what you have from your prophet. And the hadith is very long, and we continue tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.